A reading from Paul's letter to the Romans. Owe nothing to anyone except to love one another. For the one who loves another has fulfilled the law. The commandments, you shall not commit adultery, you shall not kill, you shall not steal, you shall not covet, and whatever other commandment there may be, are summed up in this saying, you shall love your neighbor as yourself. Love does no evil to the neighbor. Hence, love is the fulfillment of the law. And do this because you know the time. It is the hour now for you to awake from sleep. For our salvation is nearer now than when we first believed. The night is advanced, the day is at hand. Let us then throw off the works of darkness and put on the armor of light. Let us conduct ourselves properly as in the day, not in orgies and drunkenness, not in promiscuity and licentiousness, not in rivalry and jealousy, but put on the Lord Jesus Christ and make no provision for the desires of the flesh. St. Paul did not mince words in his letters to the Christian communities. At times he could be abrupt, stern, even angry. Members of the church in Corinth felt the edge of his tongue, although he had great concern for them. And yet always at the very foundation of his plain speaking, it was love that inspired him. Love of God, love of the Christ whose message he preached, love of all humankind. And he tended to be impatient with people who harped on about what he regarded as trivia. Now, the people in Rome, both Jewish and Gentile backgrounds, had learnt that as Christians they were not obligated under Jewish laws like circumcision. But some of them, living at the heart of the Roman Empire, were puzzled about their obligations to the Roman authorities. In yesterday's reading, we heard how Paul gave a no-nonsense answer to the problem. Government is divinely sanctioned, and of course we must comply with just laws and contribute to the common good through taxation. Well, of course, we are all members of a variety of institutions and communities. As Christians, we may be members of a parish or a religious order, but we are also members of other groups. We are members of a family or a sports club. We are workers, citizens, neighbours. In my country of New Zealand, the Maori people are conscious of belonging to three distinct groups. First comes their whānau, or their extended family. Then comes their hapū, or a larger group of people derived from a common ancestor. And finally their iwi, or their tribe. And each of these groups requires something of us, our loyalty, our contribution to the common good. And Paul is clear just what that involves. He calls it love. And he insists that people recognize the totality of meaning in that word love. The details of required behavior need to be seen within the context of the overall obligation. Love is the commandment. And when it comes to a question of rules, what is or isn't allowed, what is or isn't expected, well, love is the way all of those rules and laws are fulfilled. Pope Francis has spoken of this many times in recent weeks. He has refused to be nailed down on specifics of morality, and he has insisted over and over on what he calls the first proclamation, that Jesus Christ has saved you. In his words, there is nothing more solid, deep and sure than this proclamation, then you have to do catechesis, then you can draw even a moral consequence. Paul sums all of this up with a homely metaphor. It's like putting on your clothes in the morning. That's the picture of yourself that you will present to the world. Put on the Lord Jesus Christ, he says. And I'm sure Pope Francis had this in mind when he spoke to the young people in Rio de Janeiro in July of this year. Put on Christ, he said. Put on Christ in your life, and you will find a friend in whom you can always trust. Put on Christ, and you will see the wings of hope spreading and letting you journey with joy towards the future. Put on Christ, and your life will be full of his love. It will be a fruitful life.